article. We have included that under Article CEDAW 6, the state party shall take all appropriate measures in the legislation to suppress all forms of traffic in women and exploitation of prostitution of women. And we have GR 38, special state strategies aimed at preventing trafficking, which must be taken into account demand as a root of cause. The Palermo Protocol is and the Council of Europe Convention on Action Against Trafficking in Human Beings and OSCE documents repeat these obligations, which coming directly to the international law and the regional law, which are covered and implemented by all Council of Europe countries and Switzerland at the same time. Switzerland has a flourishing sex industry. In 2005, the National Security Report estimated the revenue generated in the sex industry. I will not go to the budgeting points, which kind of percentage it's giving to the Switzerland budget, especially sex industry, but I will going on that most of the, and we take it here from the Grevio and another reports of the international and regional that covering mainly the victims of the trafficking coming from the sex prostitution industry, especially more than 80%. At the same time, we have the problems of accessing to the rehabilitation and reintegration measures, access to the counseling, medical treatment, psychological support, and redress, including compensation for victims. If it's case happening abroad, but it's coming directly to the territory afterwards of Switzerland, it's not covered sometimes by the government, by the cantonal levels. We have the registration processes here, especially of acceptance by the police departments and going to the prosecutor level. Therefore, it's primarily an error of identification, non-ignorance of illegal situations that led to a victim being unjustly punished. The identification guidelines and the training will help ensure to making a much more convinced work the illegal status of the victim support this point. Police officers are obliged to report offenses and they have no initiate steps for preliminary investigation without investigating criminal proceedings. Only the public prosecutor's office has the power to waive this. This is even more concerning since the police controls of the potential victims do not immediately disclose their story to the police and thus not detected as a potential victims. They receive fines and expelled or banished from Swiss soil. The majority of victims are women, 86%. About two-thirds of them persons were exploited in prostitution. I have not so much time to go on directly to the details, and I will go to the several questions. I have more 20, but I will try to get it more 6 or 7 questions. First of all, problems of identification and victim registration, what government doing, especially this. And this question have direct line for the hotline, visibility of the hotline. Unfortunately, created 2008, a new hotline, not so active. Because if a victim have not access to the telephone, to the internet access, it will be problem to the registration. Another point about the support programs of the prevention and reintegration to the community, psychological care at the same time. If it's not registered and it's not differences with the cases, when you have the cases from 2015 and this year, it's very different. What will be happening with the new action plan? What do you think about this? When it will be adopted, the third action plan? Orders on measures to prevent prostitution-related offences entered into force 1 January 2016. It's time to giving such kind of information. What done directly to this order? What can be compared? Good practices, especially on cantonal level. And I have many points, especially legislation, but I will stay on the one point just. Swiss National Council voted against the circumstance of the sex purchase in 2022. The research and some polls estimated shows that 30-50% of women is prostitution is forced of prostitution. Does state party recognize the link between the demand of commercial sex and human trafficking for sexual exploitation? State party ensure the cooperation of countries to improve the protection of victims. Thank you very much.